FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast. Another dry and bright start with mist and fog quickly clearing from dawn. Remaining dry with plenty of sunny intervals and perhaps a little warmer than Tuesday with light winds. Maximum temperature 17 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
and welcome to the Food and Drink Show with me, Morgs, Phil, and a special guest today.
I don't know if you can hear the special guest.
Chewing at the microphone.
Literally chewing
at
the microphone.
That is ridiculous. Because, yes.
Oh, pick you up.
We have the new station so mascot. Cute. The station mascot is here, which is, it's called Snoop. And he is
Snoop.
A cross between a Patterdale and a poodle. Hence the nickname Patterpoo. Is that right, Phil?
That's the one, Lee, yes.
It's a Patterpoo.
Little Snoop.
Your new acquisition
home. I'm struggling to keep hold of currently.
So we are going to use a photograph of Snoop today. If he presses that mouse button, we'll be off air. Gone, done and dusted.
You can't climb on the table, Snoop.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show. We may very well be eating or sampling Patterpoo by the end of this show. All the usual news to come. A couple of little places that we've visited. A couple of little home dishes that we've made as well that we're going to talk about on this week's show. We kicked off with New Order. And up next, can only be the Saturday. Just can't get enough from the Saturdays. It's the Food and Drink Show with Lee, Phil, Morgs and Snoop Dogg, who is absolutely fast asleep on Morgan at the minute.
Dead to the world.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about was on the list of topics for today, what we have and haven't got in the Ribble Valley, Clitheroe Way, a type of food. obviously, when it, what's the one that normally comes up on socials that everybody wants?
What, Wetherspoons?
That's it. Cheap breakfast, cheap beer, walk in, walk out.
You're done and dusted. Posh for a Wetherspoons over this side.
Yeah, we are.
Potentially, yeah. And the only building, really, that a Wetherspoons could go in would be Piccolino's.
Well, they normally do have some grand buildings, don't they, Wetherspoons, in fairness?
Yeah, but do you know how much the rent is on that building?
No.
$8,000 a month.
Behave.
It's $8,000 a month.
No wonder the place shut then.
Yeah. Yeah, but can you imagine what the rates would be as well? That's allegedly. I've seen it written in a couple of places now, and a few people have mentioned it on socials. So, like Phil said when we were off air just then, wouldn't it be great as a food court?
Yeah.
Because then it'd be down to the individual units for their rate.
Do you know what
it
also worked really well as?
Go on.
Like a Ben Brazil type place.
Oh, no.
Do you know what you're missing over here, though?
What?
Like a Tex-Mex kind of barbecue chicken place.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Char-grilled ribs, briskets, wings, steaks. Yeah, it's all right. Just because it's my favourite and you two don't agree. Yeah? I hope your dog wakes up. I hope your dog wakes up.
Baby,
bit of fast love from George Michael. Speaking of fast love, Phil seems to be spending a bit more time over here, don't you, at the moment? And one of the things that...
is that what you wanted to shout out about?
He's such a whopper.
Is it your new favourite takeaway?
No, do you know what Morgan had the other day? One of the guys down at the station used a word that I've not heard for ages. Absolute class. It does what it says on the tin. What an absolute Herbert.
Get behind that.
Yeah, whopper.
That's you.
Herbert.
You're a whopper and
right,
an Herbert.
Anyway, so because you're spending quite a bit more time over here in the Ribble Valley, you do like to go nice places to eat. I get that. But you were kind of left to your own devices a little bit one day last week, weren't you?
I think it was Thursday. I played paddle with producer Matt.
Yeah.
And then I was going over to play footy at Accrington. And there's about an hour's difference between the two.
Footy.
And you needed a little bit of nutrition.
Because I was starving.
And you've heard us talk about it.
Yeah.
But you'd never been.
Never been.
And you went to...
Jaffers.
Yay. Good afternoon to Mo, because he'll be open now. Normally has us on in there. Yeah, opens at 11.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an early bird, isn't he?
So good afternoon to Mo and the team. And
he wasn't there, by the way, because I did ask for him.
Oh, was it Yassine? Yassine's a good lad.
Might have been.
Yeah, good lad. So what did you have?
They gave me a mixed grill wrap.
Ooh.
And it was very good.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, very, very good.
Oh, speaking of the devil. Producer Matt's just popped up on the screen.
How weird is that?
Producer Matt ringing is live.
Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Producer Matt. We're live.
So you'd go again?
Yes, I would, definitely.
Okay, cool. Big shout out to Mo and the team down at Jaffers. Well, if you haven't tried Jaffers yet, you must. You must. And the dish that you must try is...
This is going to be my question.
The chamois fattaya.
What we can do tonight.
Yay!
Off for lunch.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Summer is here, and so is the Shackleton's Home and Garden Summer Sale. Ready to transform your outdoor space? Get up to 50% off on stunning lifestyle garden sets like the Aruba Lounge, Salama Dining and Bermuda Corner Suites, in stock and ready now. Plus, enjoy 15% off all rugs, perfect to style your patio. And don't miss the free electric upgrade on selected Himola recliners. Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman. Shop online or drop by our showroom today. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Yeah.
Playing that for Liz. Liz's favourite band, Bros. I Owe You Nothing. Right, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, over the weekend, we realised winter is back, is it not? Did you put the heating on over the weekend, Phil?
I did, yes.
Yeah,
I did.
I know.
I did.
Winter is on its way. So the next couple of things are going to be talking about winter warmers. Now, there is one thing that kicks in at this time of year, and that is Crimble.
Oh, I was going to say, is it stew season?
What did you just say?
Krista Crimble.
Oh, there's a fine.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Because it's September, mate, that's why.
I know, but I'm just saying...
10 quid in tub.
Halloween first.
Because they've just released a typical Christmas drink that I love, so Morgan will know what it is straight away. Baileys have a number of different flavoured Baileys, don't they?
Yeah.
Obviously, drink responsibly and all that. They've just released their new one for this Christmas. Are you ready for this?
Come on.
And I think it's going to work. I really do think it's going to work. Terry's Chocolate Orange Baileys. Can you imagine?
Oh, I feel like that'd be too sickly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you've got loads of ice in there as well, just take the edge off it, but just something a bit different.
Oh, bang it in a hot chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I've never been a fan of Baileys hot chocolates.
Oh, no.
I find them too rich,
No. You've no idea. Whoever's been making yours has not made them right.
You.
Was it me, really?
It was you, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, you made the last one I had.
Well, there's something wrong. Phil has had to leave the studio. Honestly, was it me?
You made me the last
one. I feel really bad now.
I enjoy it, but they just get a bit sickly for me.
Bit too sickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
The swagger, though, as he said, well, someone's not been making them right. And then, who made your last one? You. I said it before and I'll say it again. You whopper.
All right.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My I'll take you back together, and if that's true, you'll
Kappa here on 106.7 Ribble FM. It is the Food and Drink Show with Lee, Phil and Morgan. Oh, and Snoop Dogg. Following on from your little four-part earlier.
Yeah, because it's coming up to that time of year.
The C word. Not that one. Christmas he's talking about.
He just mentioned it.
He said
that's
it.
That's a fine.
Fine. Right, I'll happily do that. foodie news today.
Yeah.
Supermarket's £12 chocolate tin is hailed as better than Quality Street and Roses.
Do you know what?
That's a big ask.
I don't think it is.
Do you not?
No.
See, I don't think the great chocolates, if you had them like... If you had a tin of them now and you were picking at it, you'd be like, nah.
Can I just ask something first, though? Do you deem a tin of chocolates an actual present that you would give somebody?
Depends who I'm giving them to.
Really?
It depends who it is.
But you've got somebody in your list that you would deem that being a gift.
Me dad.
Same, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Jack.
Happy Christmas. Enjoy.
No. Oh, you're miserable sometimes.
Like people in the office or like...
No, I get it. A group prezi, you know, so like send it down to the office and let them all dive in.
No, like in the office, I'd get like...
Yeah, but hang on. Let's go back to Phil here. He's talking about an individual Christmas gift to his father.
Yeah.
And you deem a tin of supermarket chocolates acceptable.
I bet he's happy as Larry as well, isn't he?
Okay.
Correct. Thank you, Morgs.
Carry on. So which supermarket is it?
M&S.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's time to ride at Bowker BMW Motorrad. The official BMW motorbike centre for Lancashire. That sound you hear.
Has your home been spray foamed and now you're stuck? Missold insulation that's causing damp in your loft, blocking your mortgage or making your house unsellable? You were told it was for the best, but now it's a costly mistake. Eco Giants are here to fix it. We safely remove spray foam and restore your home's value. Call Eco Giants today on 01200 411 830 or head to our website ecogiants.co.uk and fill in a form. Your home deserves better.
Hey, Ribble Valley. Are you settling for average internet? Vonage is now here, bringing ultra-fast broadband across your community. Say goodbye to buffering and hello to seamless streaming, brilliant browsing and fun family FaceTime. With Vonage, there are no mid-contract price hikes. For broadband speed that'll blow your mind, but prices that won't blow your budget, visit voneus.com. Vonage, join the switch to better broadband.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Bellini and Shine a Light here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show. Our station mascot has had to go out for a comfort break. So because they're both absolutely smitten, Big Phil and Morgs have just taken Snoop out to the car park. Bit of a wander. And hopefully we won't have any accidents here in the studio. I did say once, you know, that this was a dog-free environment. Not going to get away with it, am I, anymore? Not a cat in hell's chance. Anyway, still to come, we got some Laura Evans, some Mint Royale, and Patti LaBelle as well here on the Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show. Now, something that you mentioned earlier, Morgs.
Yes.
Stews and hot pots.
Yes.
And things like that.
It's that season.
It is the season for the warm, comforting food.
Oh, do you know what dish it is season for?
Go on.
Pork with pearl barley.
Oh, that's a good dish. Mm. I can't remember the Italian name for it, but it's a bit of a favourite of ours.
Yeah.
Really, really sort of like welcoming home, hot, comfort.
Yeah.
And there was a survey a couple of weeks ago about comfort food, particularly at this time of year.
Mm.
There are obviously all the usuals were in there. Corned beef hash.
Yeah.
You know, we made one the other night. Good team effort, that, I think, wasn't it? Cottage pie.
Yeah.
Pretty simple to do.
And not shepherd's pie.
Not a shepherd's pie, because that's got lamb in it.
Yeah.
Cottage pies with minced beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got it. I know I asked you to get the wrong spices, but anyway. Because, yeah. You know what I mean? It is so easy using those sachets of seasoning mixes.
Yeah, but then you can just add to them as well to make it whatever you want.
Change it a little bit.
Of course you do. Because you can't just leave things as they are, can you?
Have you come back, Phil?
Goodness gracious me.
Now then, this the next bit is about the winter warmers, but it's about catching your reactions, okay?
Right.
So, like Phil was just saying earlier, you've been out on a winter walk, you've had the dogs with you, nose is cold, fingers are cold, but it's been a beautiful day, you've had a really good walk. Can you imagine if you walked into the house and there, in a bowl with a spoon, was some hot ambrosia rice pudding? I mean, come on. Is there anything better than that?
That's what you've gone for first.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but do you know why?
I do like rice pudding, but because
it was number two in the winter comfort food list.
Was it actually?
Ambrosia rice pudding, yeah.
You see, I think if I've just been out on walks up in out in the cold and everything like that,
I'm thinking savoury.
Yeah, I'm thinking savoury. If it's getting on a little bit, like 11 o'clock at night, I'm in
Where are you walking?
No. I'm not talking about after walking. I'm just saying, you're sat on your couch, you're sat in your living room, you're sat in your bedroom, whatever, and you're just thinking, ooh, it's a bit chilly.
Come on, what would you go for?
When you're making your rice pudding.
Oh, right, okay.
That's not when you've just been for walks and you're coming home and
what are you going for?
What's your number one comfort food? Number one comfort food.
I know mine straight away.
Right, do it now while
corned
he's thinking.
Corned beef hash.
Really?
Corned beef hash, right good bit of crusty bread.
Brown sauce.
Bit of brown sauce.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, love it.
I don't think I have one particular comfort food.
Oh, you always have to be awkward.
I'm
honestly,
sorry, I do.
Honestly.
Royale here on Ribble FM. We were last week anyway, weren't we?
Oh, Saturday.
Jeez, biblical. I've just stumbled across another little nugget here.
On kiddo.
High Street Baker, name it. Most famous.
Greg's.
Bang on.
Oh, no, not Pound Bakery then.
Oh, no, where did it go? Where did it originate?
Bolton.
Wrong. North, east.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, correct. So if you're in and around the Newcastle area on Saturday the 27th of September in Fenwick, I believe it's called, they are opening their own pub, the Golden Flake Tavern, where you can get...
The Golden Flake.
The Golden Flake pastry. Tavern, where you can get a steak bake roast dinner.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's
Can you imagine, right, you know, sat at the bar, having a drink, and it's usually, can I have a bag of smoky bacon, or can I have a packet, could you imagine this, can I just have a steak bake, please?
Sausage roll and mash.
Oh, no.
Hang on, so I can have sausage rolls and steak bakes with a pint?
With a pint, yes. Yeah. So they've got two beers on, the Pink Jammy Pale Ale and the Gosforth 1939 Stotty Lager. But think food like the chicken bake parmo, steak bake mixed grill, steak bake roast dinner, sausage roll and mash, as well as the Greg's Ploughman's Platter.
Oof.
Desserts as well, yum yum, bread and butter pudding, pink jammy trifles.
Like a bit of a yum yum.
Oh.
Must admit, like a yum yum.
Do you know what? It doesn't look too bad either.
What we reckoning, chaps? Are we reckoning a road trip up to Newcastle? That'd be great, wouldn't it? That'd be great, just take that trip. Well, that is it for this week on the Food and Drink Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I know, whatever he's reading, it's getting even better, isn't it?
Yeah, because apparently they opened a champagne bar at one point.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Definitely, road trip to Newcastle. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Spoken.